You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 151, Moral Evil and Free Will. Today's challenge: an all-good, all-powerful God would not tolerate evil. Therefore, God is either not all-good or not all-powerful. Today's defense: this presupposes that God can't have good reasons to tolerate evil. But he does. One is that he values free will. The abuse of free will is the definition of moral evil. Nobody sins except by using his free will. Sin, in turn, can produce suffering, as when one person unjustly harms another. Moral evil, thus, can cause physical evil, and free will can produce both. This is important because we have a good idea why God allows free will: to allow love. The two greatest commandments are to love God and to love your neighbor, Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40. Love is the fundamental thing God wants from us. But if we had no free will, we wouldn't be capable of freely choosing love. We might be able to simulate love, but it would be the programmed love of a robot, not the real thing. It would be like Ira Levin's book, The Stepford Wives, in which a group of husbands replace their wives with robots programmed to be the perfect homemakers. The robots are always attractive, always submissive, and always ready to do whatever their husbands want. But there is no love in the town of Stepford. The husbands do not love their wives. They treat them merely as instruments for their own pleasure. And the wives don't love their husbands. They're robots with no free will. For love to be real, it must be freely chosen. And so God has given us free will, knowing that precisely because it is free, we may choose not to love. We may choose to act unlovingly, to sin against him and our neighbors. God thus allows moral evil in the world to make it possible for us to choose love. By creating room for free will, he must also create room for its misuse and the consequences that follow from that. When we act unlovingly, we harm others, and this causes some of the suffering in the world. Tip: this answer explains part, but not all, of the mystery of evil. It doesn't, for example, deal with evils that are part of the natural order and that aren't caused by free will. See days 7 and 38.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.